Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Mike Kernine, here to talk about Sitka Jazz Fest. Welcome to Morning Edition, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Jazz Fest is coming up 5th through 7th, but you want to get the word out that, well, it is actually happening.
Yeah, I heard on the street somebody said, I wonder if the Jazz Fest was happening this year. And we hadn't put out a lot of information other than our website teaser and our Facebook page, but I just wanted everybody to know that the Jazz Festival is alive and well and going to be happening.
Okay, so let's go through it. It's February 5th through 7th. What are some of the highlights for you?
Well, I guess the biggest highlight for me is we've kind of put an interesting a cast of characters together. We've got a guy named Mads Tolling who's going to be a jazz violinist, and he's recently with a group, Turtle Island String Quartet, and they were just Grammy nominated, and I just thought it'd be an interesting twist to have a violin player come.
Well, that's new for the festival.
That's very new for the festival, and it took me a while to wrap my head around having a jazz violinist, because there are a few really great ones, and a friend of mine said, you got to have this guy, he's absolutely amazing, and I went and listened to his music, and he's stunning, so it'll be great for town.
Okay, well, who else is coming?
I have a young man named Darren English, and he's originally from South Africa, and he's based out of Atlanta. He's a up-and-coming future superstar in the trumpet world. And Kenny Washington from the San Francisco area, he was here about, I believe, 6 or 7 years ago. Great vocalist. He's got a 4-octave range and a very powerful and great scat singer. And let's see who else. We have the Dwayne Pate Trio, and Dwayne Pate just finished touring with Arturo Sandoval, and his pianist is a guy named David K. Matthews, and he's spent a lot of time on the road with an artist known as Santana. So we've got some fantastic musicians. I have a gentleman from the University of New Mexico who's going to be doing our All-Alaska Jazz Band. His name's Glenn Koster, great tenor saxophone player, and There's a huge, we have a huge bunch of other musicians that are going to be supporting the festival. We've got a bunch of the young people that came last year from New York and L.A. They're in their 20s. They're some of them are grad students, and they're also a bunch of future superstars, and they're making great players. Let's see. Bob Athade will be back. Many people in town know Bob. His daughter Ellie is going to be coming up on upright bass and doing some vocal work too. And then another exciting thing that we kind of, because of sequestration last year, we lost the Greatlanders, but we picked up a group, the Pacific, I'm not sure exactly what the title of the band is, but I know it's the Pacific Jazz Band, and they're out of Hawaii, and it's a 6-piece group, and they're going to be coming back to the festival as well. So we've got a cornucopia of jazz
variety.
Musicians, yes.
Wide variety, really diverse styles, really diverse, you know, jazz media. Mm-hmm. So a lot to sink for Sitkins to sink their teeth into. Also a lot of kids coming.
Yeah, we've got kids coming from as far north as Fairbanks and as far south as Ketchikan. I don't know exactly what the number is. I think we're between 150 and 170 students from outside of Sitka, as well as I think we're right around 84 Sitka as far as the high school and the middle school jazz bands and choirs. So we're going to impact a lot of young people with some great music.
So there will be concerts, but let's also talk about the educational component.
Yeah, the festival's got not only has the evening concerts, but we also have clinics and workshops throughout the festival. As soon as the kids get here, we'll start getting them busy working with musicians, whether it's in combos or doing They get something called an adjudication. Basically, they get worked with Bob Athade or another master musician to help their bands get better. And then on Saturday, we run clinics all day, and those are available to the students as well as festival pass owners or holders. And those are instrument-specific, and we do theory workshops, instrument, voice, there's a few others I can't promise yet, but I'm working on see if we can get more of a dance element. But we've got a lot of different things working for the kids over those 3 days.
This schedule is so jam-packed, full of opportunities for education opportunities just to go and listen to some great music And it's what Sitkins do. We can't go out and get these things, so we bring them to us.
Yeah, it's a great month to have people come to us. For folks that want to just get their feet wet in jazz, you might want to come to the Brown Bag concert on Friday at the Centennial Hall. It's usually about an hour. We might stretch it a little bit. We usually have done two, but this year we've kind of, because there's so much stuff going on, it was one thing we just trimmed back to one Brown Bag concert, but we encourage everybody to come out that wants to see that. That's free. That's open to the public.
What are your evening concerts like?
The evening concerts, I'm fudging a little bit on the times because the ferry schedule, the kids that are involved in the festival have to be on the ferry by 11 o'clock. So for those of you that don't like long evening concerts, we may be getting done just a little bit earlier, but we'll be running a Friday and a Saturday night program, and that information will be solid by the time we get back for the new year.
Well, so they're going to be really running, so going from concert to the ferry.
Correct, yes. So literally, they'll probably, hopefully we'll get enough time for them to go out and shake hands with the artist and sign CDs and say hello, and then immediately onto a bus and out to the ferry terminal and gone. That's not all of the groups. We have a bunch of the groups are flying in. So you'll probably see some new faces around town starting Wednesday night, and then a lot of them will be leaving Sunday. So it's going to be great because there'll be a lot of new, fresh faces in town, and it'll be exciting.
Well, the festival has been going on about 20 years. That's a really long time. How has it changed over that period?
The biggest change is it started out with Brad Howie starting out bringing up one artist, and for the first 3 or 4 years, we had like one guest artist with the high school band, and the middle school band started participating to help build the audience, so to speak. And then somebody said, well, why don't you bring in this person or that person? And then all of a sudden we had two or three, and now here we are with five or six mainline performing artists, and then a whole supporting cast with the education piece. I guess the biggest thing is we have schools coming to our festival to figure out how to invigorate their festivals in other places. So it's pretty cool. I guess the biggest thing is we're kind of spreading the gospel of jazz.
And are you responding to people's recommendations or desires for some sort of component that might not already exist? Like, I want a workshop in XYZ.
Yes, I guess. The biggest thing is it's partly who you bring. You try to bring in people that are going to stretch other people's ideas or imaginations. So the feedback is, I've been teaching for a long time, so I, out of conversations I've had with other teachers and musicians and the kids, kind of like seeing what their interest levels are in different elements of jazz, but there's just a lot of stuff that's pretty universal. So playing saxophone well is playing saxophone well, and the kids, we try to expose them just to the highest quality, and usually that takes care of their wants. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any scat workshops coming up?
Kenny Washington's fantastic scat singer. If people could go to his website, you can go to Kenny Washington. I'm sure it's kennywashington.com or something like that if you Google him. But he's fantastic. He's got 4-octave range. I mean, I told the kids, I said, Mariah Carey? I said, she's got a little bit more than 4 octaves, but he's close, and he's fantastic.
Okay, well, how can folks find out more about this?
Right now, the website has information, has the correct dates, and there are some coming soon sections in the website. The other place that's a little bit more real time would be the Facebook page. So if you go to Sitka Jazz Festival, the Facebook page, you'll find out like who the participants are in all Alaska Jazz Band. As soon as we have the schedule up, and it's my goal to have it up by the first of the year so that everybody can see when the workshops are, who's doing what, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm hedging the promise, but it looks like it'll be right at the beginning of the year.
Okay, so February 5th through 7th, what are the options for folks with tickets? You mentioned a pass.
You can buy a single night ticket. I believe we're going to keep the ticket price the same. It's going to be $25 if you want to go for one night. Student concerts are a little less. They're $10. We also run a festival pass. It's $45. And that one's kind of like the get you into everything you want to go see. We certainly wouldn't.
Just flash your pass.
You just
you
flash.
Can show up
you
anywhere.
Just, you get a lanyard and you get a plastic embossed all festival pass. That is worth $45. The music's a bonus.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Any parting thoughts?
No. Listen to the radio. Listen to Raven Radio. Read the newspaper. When the kids come around and are excited about the jazz band, all of your people, friends that say they aren't interested in jazz or don't like jazz, they just don't know they like jazz yet. So bring them.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mike Kernine about upcoming Sitka Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest is happening February 5th through 7th.